Live from the Ghost Hunter Store. Brought to you by the Shadowlands, South Jersey Ghost Research, and the Ghost Hunter Store. Here's some paranormal straight talk with your hosts, Dave Giuliano and Marty Haynes.
Dave's on vacation this week, so it's going to be me hosting the show, Marty Haynes. My guests this week are Mandy McCall and Bridget
Laconi.
Sorry. They're with South Jersey Ghost Research. They've both been with the group for about a year, and they're working on the cemetery committee, which is a really neat project that they started in the group, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to start with Mandy. Maybe you can give us a little bit of background and why you joined the group and got into this.
Okay, hi everyone. This is Mandy. I joined South Jersey Ghost Research about a year ago, almost to the date. I've just always been interested in the afterlife and what it actually means when you leave this human life. And I joined the group. I was a trainee for 3 months. And so now I'm, you know, full investigator here. And back in January or so, we created the cemetery committee, which I'm in charge of, and Bridget's with me as well on the committee. And we have this focus on basically cleaning up abandoned old cemeteries. So that's what I do in the group. In my day job, my Monday to Friday job, I am a high school history teacher in the school district of Philadelphia. And, you know, I have a love of history, so I have a love of the past already as it is. So being in this group and just trying to communicate with those that have passed on is just really interesting, fascinating to me.
Thank you. And Bridget, yourself?
Well, I've been in the group for about a year as well. I joined, I guess, more, I just have always been interested in the paranormal and that type of thing. And I've been really happy with the group, and I think the cemetery thing that we've been doing is a very cool thing. And I've actually, because of this, partially gotten more into history. I never cared about history in school. But now that we've been preserving these sites, and I've gotten a lot more into it and a lot more interested, and genealogy as well. So it's been pretty cool.
Well, that's cool. Now, the cemetery committee, we've always tried to get a cemetery committee up, and then they get up and then they kind of falter and we don't really get into it. You guys really, you know, took the lead and ran with it. We've done a lot of cleanups. We're doing a lot of, you're giving us information every week or every month when we sit down at the meetings and stuff, all the new stuff that we're, that we don't know, you know.
Right.
What started you guys on the cemetery stuff?
Well, you know, there's always stuff in the news, you know, about how people go into these cemeteries and they, you know, either put graffiti on them or they, you know, knock down headstones just for the fun of it, or, you know, everything. And you know,
and we're the ones that seem to get blamed for it. The ghost hunters did it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's always the ghost hunters, those paranormal groups that, you know, oh, they're the ones, they're in there, they're destroying property, they're not being respectful. And it's just really frustrating because everything that we do in the cemetery is out of total respect for those that have passed on. I mean, when we're in the cemetery, whether we're there cleaning it up or whether we're there having an investigation, you know, we're paying more respect to all of these people that have passed on than, you know, most other people do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just think it's really important to, especially these abandoned ones, you know, cemeteries that are deactivated, which is, you know, something that we've learned about. You know, that when a cemetery fills up and there's no more, you know, plot space, they become deactivated. And, you know, there's no more funds coming into the cemetery, and they just don't have the money to, you know, clean it up. So they get deteriorated. And, you know, basically that's why we wanted to, you know, start this committee.
Now, we did a couple of different cleanups this year so far, and two different cemeteries?
Right, so far two different cemeteries. There was one cemetery we did in Philadelphia, known as Greenwood Cemetery, which actually has the Benjamin Rush House. So, you know, if you're into it all about history and Benjamin Rush, who was a African-American abolitionist, basically his house is on that property. Mm-hmm. But on that property is a cemetery. And they're working on building a memorial wall there coming up in June is the dedication ceremony for it. So they just needed some people to come in, volunteer some time, and clean that one up. Now, that particular cemetery isn't in such bad condition. It's just, you know, picking up sticks and raking some leaves, just that type of groundwork.
Yeah, I went out to a couple of those in the past couple of years, and it was basically really just cleaning up the leaves and getting the garbage that was laying around.
Yeah, right, the trash and stuff. But yeah. The stones are in pretty good condition there at that particular cemetery. But a different member of our group who worked in Trenton, you know, pretty much got friendly with the trustees that were at this cemetery in Trenton called the Mercer County Historical Cemetery. And that cemetery has been deactivated for nearly 30 some years now. I believe the last time somebody was buried there was in the early 70s. And they just don't have the funds, and he volunteered us to go in. And so this is like our big project, this Mercer County Historical Cemetery in Trenton, New Jersey. And the first time, I think, when we went in there to clean it up, we were really overwhelmed. You know, the cemetery isn't that huge, but there is just so much work to be done between just, I mean, so much leaves and sticks and trash. And there was a lot of homeless living in there at the time. Yeah. So we found a lot of different paraphernalia that I'm, you know, assuming belonged to them. And stones overturned, broken into different pieces, really, really bad shape. So this is like the really big project that we took on.
It's really nice to be able to give back to the community, you know, it really is. But to let them see that ghost hunters aren't, you know, the bad guys, that we actually do care about the historic projects and buildings and stuff that we go into.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know, and like you said, it feels great. It feels great to volunteer, you know, 4 hours of a Saturday or Sunday and go in there and clean up whatever it is we're doing. We're picking up trash or raking leaves or, you know, me and Bridget, I know one of our favorite things to do, of course, is to actually try to fix the fallen over gravestones. You know, if we can, if it's in one piece, you know, you get a couple people together and, you know, you try to put this thing back upright. Mm-hmm. And that's like a feeling of accomplishment. Like, that's really fun and enjoyable as well.
And even the poison ivy, it's all worth it, huh?
Yep, got a little poison ivy last time we were there. The, you know, springtime, all the green stuff starts growing. It was everywhere.
Right.
Getting over it.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though.
That's good. You guys do some other things. I know we were sitting in the meeting last month. You were discussing some things that you had learned by just helping out in the cemetery cleanup.
Things that, you know, who knew type of stuff. When we were working in this cemetery in Trenton, one of the members of the Board of Trustees came by and to basically just to thank us for everything that we were doing. He was just so appreciative and overwhelmed that, you know, this group of people would come out and for, you know, for free, for no, not getting paid for it, and just volunteer their time to clean up. Like, he was just so, you know, just
thankful.
So thankful, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he taught us a couple tricks. The first one, which is really cool, is to clean a headstone. And basically you just get any type of like squirt bottle or like a garden sprayer. And they're relatively inexpensive, like under $10. Mm-hmm. And you fill it with distilled water. And, you know, you can get distilled water, you know, at any store, like a gallon of it for really cheap.
No other chemicals.
No other chemicals. It's just distilled water. And you just spray down the stone. And you get either like a little sponge or like a little like scrub brush. And it's amazing what it does. You know, it just, everything that was on that stone, the moss or dirt or whatever it was, it just runs off of there. It's incredible. And when you're done, the stone's like brand new. You can read the names on there and the dates and everything. It's really incredible. It's really awesome.
Yeah, my kids had fun with it last time.
Did they?
They went around and they were cleaning the headstones.
Well, that's neat. And that's something that kids can do. How old are your kids now?
12 and 9. I got 2 9-year-olds and the 12-year-olds.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even the kids can go out and help out.
Oh, right? Yeah. And her kids were loving it. Mm-hmm. You know, as we're, you know, doing all the grunt work type stuff, we were like, here, why don't you take these spray bottles and some scrub brushes? And they went around from gravestone to gravestone cleaning them. Because it is just so cool. I mean, it's cool for anybody, any age. It's just really neat. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like a little mystery, because when you first look at the stone, you have no idea what it says. You know, it could be anything.
Right.
And then as you start cleaning it, you see the name and you're like, oh, you know, Mary Thompson. And then you go down a little more and, oh, she died, you know, this. And it's really interesting. That was a really cool trick. And it works really well.
That's cool.
Yep. It was neat. They enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Seemed that everybody, we got pictures up on the website, South Jersey Ghost Research, and it seemed that everybody had a good time. There was a lot of people, a lot of different people
yeah.
this time that showed up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've gone out several different times now to that particular cemetery, because like I said, it just needs so much work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people come out from our group, of course, and some people bring, we've had somebody bring their kids, of course, younger kids, somebody bring older teenager type.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had somebody bring their husband. You know, it's like, you know, it's kind of like a family affair, you know, come on out.
And you were mentioning, too, that when you guys are in there, people actually come over to the cemetery
yeah.
and start walking around.
It's really awesome, because here's the thing with this particular cemetery is it's closed 24/7. It's locked. There's like 10-foot, you know, gates all the way around the entire cemetery, and the actual gates of the cemetery have padlocks on them. They're locked 24/7 because it is this, you know, deactivated cemetery. So even if you had somebody in that cemetery that you wanted to go visit, you can't. Like, you can't, there's no open hours.
They're so worried about people destroying it.
Exactly. And so when we go in there, you know, of course we open up the gates and we pull all our cars in and we're cleaning up and everything. And what we found almost every time that we've been there is it's like people are walking by and they're like drawn in.
Mm-hmm.
They want to come in. You know, what are they doing in there? You know, and they're kind of walking in and they're coming up to us and, hey, you know, what's going on? And, you know, of course we tell them that we're, you know, with SJGR and we're here to, you know, just clean up and help the community. And they're like, wow, you're doing a great job, you know,
yeah.
Awesome. And then they're like, do you care if we just walk around? We're like, sure, go, you know,
go
ahead.
Now that it's nice and cleaned up, I you know, a lot of people, that's one of the most peaceful places to walk around.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular cemetery is really peaceful, too.
Just
the way the trees overhang,
right.
It's just quiet. It's in the middle of the city.
Yep.
It's just a separate reality in
yeah,
there, and people are drawn to it.
Exactly, and it's really cool, because, I mean, you think of, okay, Trenton, New Jersey, you think of, you know, there might be some, you know, not so great stuff going on in the city.
But, loud city.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
traffic.
but when you're in the middle of that cemetery, it's like you're somewhere else. The energy in there is just awesome. And one of our fellow investigators said, you know, the energy in that place is, it's almost as if the, you know, they're saying thank you. You know,
I'm
like,
sure they are. You know, because
you know,
they've been
so
forgotten for so long.
Yeah.
Yep.
The spirits that are there, I'm sure they're thanking people just for coming out and at least acknowledging that they're there. You
right.
know, finding their headstone so that, you know, somebody else may see it one day or
mm-hmm.
remember them.
Right.
Know?
Just paying respect to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what you said just about, you know, just being peace, you know, at peace when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last time we were there, you know, of course we're working hard, we're working for hours, and, you know, of course you get exhausted. And I was like, okay, I'm taking a five minute break. And I went over and they had these like benches there. I laid down on the bench and I'm just staring up at the sky, but, you know, there's all these big trees and everything around me. It was like just so peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was like, I could not imagine anywhere else I would have wanted to be at that moment. And to somebody else, you know, they think, what are you, crazy? Like, you know, the cemetery was peaceful, but it just was. Like, the energy in there is just really nice.
Sure, most of the people in there, you know, were people, you know, and
mm-hmm.
they just want the acknowledgement, really, and
yeah.
it's probably sad for them to see the way things go. When we go down to some of the other cemeteries we go to, the Batstone,
right.
stuff like that, you can see that where people still go in
yeah.
and take care of the gravestones
mm-hmm.
and everything. And then you find the ones that are always overgrown. I always, even if we're doing an investigation,
oh.
I always go in and just try and clear it out a little bit. And make,
oh, right,
you know.
Of course.
Yep.
Yeah. Or like, you know, when you're walking through at some of those other cemeteries and, it, you know, if you see a flag that's just down on its side, you know, you always just
pick it up
and put it back in.
Move,
yeah.
Move a stone if it looks like it's
mm-hmm.
you know, been messed up that you can physically
right.
do and stuff. Because you can see it. You can in a couple of the cemeteries, the one right up here in Mount Holly. they went in, and we were there a couple of weeks after they had, the kids were in there and just knocked all the big headstones over, and they were the big old headstones.
Right, right.
So that takes a lot of work to put them
back
together.
Definitely.
And that's a shame.
Right. And
like, but it's the least we could do as a community, mm-hmm. you know, to go out there and help out these places, the historic buildings, the cemeteries, you know, give them a hand, because they give us the right to go in and investigate.
Right.
And walk around. The least we can do is help out and,
exactly.
you know, keep them looking nice. And,
right. And you know, that's one of the big points that I tried to make to our group as a whole, just mm-hmm. saying, you know, whenever, you know, we're looking at our calendar and we have a cemetery, you know, nighttime investigation coming up, everybody always wants to come out mm-hmm. to investigate the cemetery because everybody likes it. You know, it's cool. It's fun, right. you know, but when you ask them for a couple hours of their Saturday morning, afternoon, oh, well, you know, I'm not so sure. I might have other things to do, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the point I really tried to make, you know, just to our group as a whole. Like, you know, look, like, you like going out to these cemeteries. So, you know, we need to spruce them up. We need
It's just like we do the seminars. You know, we do the seminars to help out historic buildings. Mm-hmm. Well, most cemeteries don't have seminars, you know? So this is our way of helping them out and allow, you know, thanking them again for letting us, you know, take the time to go through and be able to do the investigating and do the research that we do and stuff. There was also, you know, I know there's a lot of veterans in this, and so they were talking about flag placement and different things like that.
Yeah. Well, again, one of the board members, the trustees there, they actually provided us with the original logbook and plot maps of the cemetery, and I believe this logbook was completed in, it said 1897, I think. Wow. So we're going back at some time, and you know, so now of course we have a couple, we made photocopies of course, and we have a couple copies of this, and you know, that's awesome just as it is, especially as a history person. I'm like, gosh, I love looking at those types of documents. Mm-hmm. But the main reason why he gave us these documents is because they have a list of about 90 or so veterans that are buried in that cemetery, and they have no idea where they are. And they're from, I think the earliest war is the War of 1812, is like the earliest veterans. There's a ton of Civil War veterans in there, Spanish-American War. And then basically all the way up to Vietnam, I believe, because so it was right around then. And so there's this list of veterans that they want to recognize, and they want to place flags and markers for these veterans, but they just don't know where they are. Mm-hmm. So they provided us with this, you know, logbook and this map and this list of names of veterans. So as we're in there, you know, cleaning up, we're like, oh, wait a second, that name looks kind of familiar. Let's go check the list and see if this is one of the veterans.
Right.
And of course, if it is, you know, they've provided us with different flags to place there. And then that, of course, is a whole nother thing that we learned. You know, who knew that there's actually a special flag used to memorialize a veteran in a cemetery? It's actually, you know, just a, you know, typical American flag, but the Dow, which as a word I learned, mm-hmm. that would be like the stick, but its proper name for it is a dow, is black. Okay. So just using a wooden dow is actually not the proper way to do it.
Okay.
So it has to have a black dow on the flag. And then when you're looking at the grave of the veteran, the flag goes to the right of the grave about a foot off to the right.
Okay.
So, you know, he actually taught us a little trick where literally you just put your own foot at the corner of the headstone, and then the flag would go at your heel. So, you know, your toe would go at the corner of the headstone, and then the flag would go at your heel. And that's the proper way to place a flag for a veteran in the cemetery.
Now, there's a couple of associations, the cemetery associations, and we belong to
AGS.
Right, so we belong to the Association for Gravestone Studies. And then we also recently, very recently, just joined a different organization, which actually, I believe Dave had told me that you had her on your show previously. Dusty Smith was previously on your show.
Right.
And she actually has an organization that she created, and it's the International Association for Cemetery Preservationists.
Okay.
And so we became a part of that just recently. And actually, as a part of
that group, Dusty Smith's cemetery preservationist group, in the little, I don't want to call it a contract, but in the little paper that you signed, you sort of promised that you will help clean up at least one abandoned or, you know, badly damaged cemetery every month. And we've already been doing that already. We're at least doing one a month.
Yep.
But so as part of that group that we're pretty much saying, you know, we're committing to definitely cleaning up at least one every month.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've been keeping up on that pace.
Oh, definitely.
You guys have been keeping this going, keeping the whip going.
I'm definitely. Impressed. Especially this month of May. We've been out to Trenton's a couple times so far because they are having a memorial service coming up. I believe it's on Monday.
It's on Monday,
the 23rd.
Yep.
And this is actually like a pretty big deal because they haven't had anything in this cemetery for years. You know, remember, the last time somebody was buried there was in the early 70s. So, right. They haven't had anything. Bridget?
Well, you guys, I know, is it this Monday they have, Trenton has something?
Yeah, this Monday coming up, the 23rd, they're having this memorial ceremony
there.
It's a service.
For the veterans.
For the veterans, yeah. And, you know, of course, the Board of Trustees are going to be there, and of course, we're going to be there. They wanted us there because we've just been doing so much work for them. And they're going to, you know, make it as big a deal as they can. You know, they're going to have like a 21-gun salute. They're going to have bagpipers. And it's just going to be really nice. And, you know, especially since we've been working on the cemetery for a couple months now. Like I said, it's nowhere near completed. You know, we still have so much work to do, which I just continue to stress to everybody in my group, you know, let's keep, you know, we still have so much to do. But it's going to be a really nice event, I think. And
go ahead. Sorry, I'm trying to keep up here.
and one thing I can go back to is actually when I think Marty was talking about, you know, these when kids knock over these headstones,
right?
You know, and trying to place them back up. I mean, me and Bridget have done this.
And you know, especially you know, since several times we've been working on this stuff
and,
for a couple months now.
You know,
it's nowhere near completed.
They're heavy.
We still have so much work to do. I just continue to stress.
You know, you need at least what, three, four people
to
try to lift these things up, and
it's going
to be a whole process. We get a shovel for some leverage, and you know, the whole thing. Because you know, of course, that was like our first one, and now we're like, okay,
the cemetery where they're located. It's all across the world, and then you can enter names. You can enter a memorial for somebody, and then you can get pictures. You can request a picture. For example, I have family in Pittsburgh, and I knew that I had two great-grandparents that were buried in a certain cemetery in Pittsburgh, and I put a request out on Find a Grave.
Mm-hmm.
And within about 2 weeks, I had a picture of their grave. A woman that lives in the area, she's a volunteer. She goes out, takes the picture, uploads it onto the website so I can have a picture of it. And so I've been doing that as well. I've been going out and taking pictures for people in our area. And it's actually a really cool thing. It's so interesting. There's so much information. And the Trenton Cemetery,
right.
We're going to take the list of names that we got, and we're going to add all those to the Find a Grave website. It's very neat.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
It's a really cool resource if you're into genealogy or ancestry. And, you know, you're trying to find, you know, your ancestors. It's a really awesome website. It's free. It's findagrave.com. And it's all done by volunteers like us that just sign up for it. You put your location in wherever you live. And then somebody anywhere in the world is looking for a grave that's within so many miles of you. You, as the volunteer, get an email in your inbox saying, you know, so-and-so is looking for this particular grave in this particular cemetery. And
so it's sort of like a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Go out there and
it is.
Mm-hmm.
And put a little you know, work into it, but still go out there and find that grave and, you know,
it's
kind of like win.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
You take that picture, you know?
Right. Yep. You know, and even though it's not our ancestors, it's still just as fun because, you know, we like this. We like going out to the cemeteries and looking for stuff. So, you know, we're like, hey, all right, another cemetery trip, you know, let's go. And then the people are so appreciative when you actually find, grave and you take a picture and you upload it to Find a Grave, you know, those people are just so thankful, you know, always sending you a little message. Oh, you know, thank you so much for your time, you know, and picture looks great, or, you know, whatever. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, again, it's just a nice volunteer thing that, you know.
It's probably nice for them to know that, you know, it's being taken care yeah. of, or that, you know, that the stone's right. not destroyed right. or yeah. whatever too.
Yeah.
So.
It's interesting. I was actually just looking, and Jim Tipton is the name of the man that founded Find a Grave. And he says he actually did it because he had a hobby. He would go out and visit graves of famous people.
Okay.
And that was just a hobby of his. And he couldn't find a resource. He couldn't find a website right. that had the information. So he created Find a Grave.
Yeah.
And now he says that the purposes are, at first it's a registration, a grave registration website.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it's for remembrance, you know, to right. memorialize the people that are there. And then third, as a genealogical resource. So it there's a lot of stuff in there. It's just such a cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were saying earlier, you were talking about the most popular one, graves
oh, right.
that people
yeah.
are looking for.
Uh-huh.
It'd be interesting just to hear a couple of those.
Oh, let's see.
Who people are looking for, the most important people there, I guess.
How about Uncle Sam?
All right. And Uncle Sam is?
Uncle Sam, he was a Troy, New York meat packer. He supplied the United States Army with meat during the War of 1812.
There you go.
And he stamped his shipments with a U.S., that gained him the moniker of Uncle Sam, which then became the symbol for the United States.
There you go.
So, and he's buried in Oakwood Cemetery in Troy, in, how do you say that, Rest Something County in New
sure.
York.
Yeah.
So he's up in New York.
Yes, County, yeah. Okay. Gilda Radner.
There you go. There you go. Now that's somebody I'd want to know about.
I don't know a lot of these people. Yeah. You know, here's some...
ask the historian.
Miss Elizabeth Howlett. She's apparently somebody married
oh, wow.
to a wrestler.
That's okay. And he just died today. It
did
says, imagine that.
See that.
It says, Miss Elizabeth was known in professional wrestling as Miss Elizabeth, the valet of Macho Man Randy Savage. And, like, I just read before I came here that he died today in a car accident.
You know what? This.
Wow. So, look at that.
This most popular search changes all the time. It's based
well, you know,
on
that's,
today.
Right. Well, that's probably why.
People
were probably
searching,
and that's why. So, that would make total sense.
So,
yeah.
they figure that's where he'll be. Probably
yeah, probably, right,
yep.
exactly. And I think you said Christopher Columbus was on this
yep.
list.
Christopher Columbus is on the list.
And do we know where Christopher Columbus is buried?
Yep.
Yeah, he's in the...
Santo Domingo.
Yeah, in the Dominican Republic.
There you go.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to know.
Right. But yeah, so I mean, it's a cool resource, whether you're looking for a famous person or you're looking for your, you know, great-great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, another neat thing about this is they have a Find a Grave mobile app. So if you have a smartphone, which you know so many people do now, you can actually get the Find a Grave app right on your cell phone. And a really cool story about that, Bridget and I were at the Trenton Cemetery. We were, you know, just working, cleaning up.
I think it was the first time.
Yeah,
we were
I think
there.
It was one of the first times we were there. And this soldier comes walking in, you know, and you kind of look and do a double take. Am I really a soldier walking in, you know? And you know, and he comes up over to us, and you know, hey, he's like. Would you guys be able to direct me where, you know, I'm looking for such and such a grave? And, you know, and we're like, wait, we got the perfect tool for you, you know, and we whip out our phone, we go in the Find a Grave mobile app, and we type in the name of the individual he was looking for. And after some searching, it did take us a little bit of time. You know, it's kind of like you said, it's kind of like a treasure
hunt.
Yeah,
it's like a treasure hunt.
You know,
yeah.
So it did take us some time, but, you know, we found the area. And that was really cool.
Yeah.
And he, it's just, you know, one of those weird things. He even
he
said to us,
to
right,
right
and,
yeah.
and he said, you know, I looked this up online, this cemetery, and it said that it was locked 24/7. And, you know, it, like on the website, it said, you know, don't even try going there. It's,
mm-hmm.
Gates are locked. It's a waste of time. You're never going to get in. But he was just like, you know what? Something told me just to come out here today,
yeah.
You know, and you know, that's really cool. You know, of course we were there, gates were open and.
Which is probably nice for a couple of people that, you know, a few people that are in there that want
yeah.
some visitation.
Right.
That we're actually there
yeah.
a couple months out of the, a couple weekends out of the month.
Right.
And have it open so people can go visit.
Yeah.
So that's nice to know too,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's cool. What else we got going on this cemetery stuff? We got anything coming up in the near future that we're going to be working on?
Well, on this coming Monday is the that memorial ceremony for the veterans at the cemetery in Trenton, the Mercer County Historical Cemetery. And, of course, we're doing another cleanup there at the end of this month. I believe it's Sunday, May 29th it is. Mm-hmm. And it's the day before Memorial Day. So, actually, what we're going to do is, you know, we're going to spend some time cleaning up, but we're actually going to focus more so on looking through that log book that I talked about earlier that we have with all of those records in it.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to get some flags, and hopefully we're going to find a lot of these veterans, you know, and give them the...
Mark their graves.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome,
we're gonna try to do that for, you know, for Memorial Day.
So is anybody interested to coming out and giving us a hand, please do.
Oh, yeah.
We need lots of people to find all these grave sites. And
if you're, you know, if you're in the area, you know, like I said, it's great. And, you know, if you're a friend of SJGR on Facebook or even the radio show on Facebook, you know, we could post up when we're going to be out there next for different cleanups and things. And mm-hmm. if you're in the area and want to help out, I mean, your help would be greatly appreciated.
And if anybody wants information that we have on the show tonight, you know, Mandy and Bridget are both on the SJGR website, right on the front page. They have the email addresses and everything. You can email them. They'll give you the information so that you guys can start your own.
Yeah. And with the Find a Grave thing, I think my username is Mandy at SJGR and Bridget's Bridget at SJGR.
Right.
You know, so, you know.
There's also like a friend.
Exactly.
That.
Right. So you can kind of become our friend on Find a Grave, you know, type of thing.
Yeah. You guys will help out. And if anybody, you know, put them in the right direction. And
right.
Let them, help them find maybe graves that are cemeteries that they can help clean up in their areas and stuff, you know. Maybe
mm-hmm.
figure out how to get in touch with people there.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're everywhere,
right?
You know,
mm-hmm.
people, you run out of money. I mean,
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah. And, you know, something else that we did, and this wasn't really necessarily as a part of the group. It was just, you know, me and Bridget going out for, you know, a road trip one day.
Yeah. We were looking for my dead people.
Oh, there you go.
That's right. You know, so, you know, Bridget, you want to say what, you know,
the cemetery we went to, it's actually Plumstead Friends Meeting House Cemetery, which is in the Doylestown area. Like
mm-hmm.
I had said before, my ancestors were there. And we found behind the meeting house is this cool little cemetery with a 4-foot high wall around
it. I mean, it's so
And a wooden
awesome.
Gate that creaks just the way a cemetery gate
you know,
should creak.
It was like the coolest thing
awesome.
Ever. You know, we pull up to the cemetery, we get out of the car, we're walking up to the cemetery, and we're just talking about how awesome, and we're like, oh, wow, that looks so cool.
We're standing
you know?
There.
And they have these old wooden gates, which is, you know, leads you right into the cemetery, and they were open like a couple feet apart. And, you know, Bridget and I were walking up and we're talking about how cool it is. And when we get within, you know, so many feet of it, the gates just go, and it just,
perfect.
It closes together with this like awesome creepy noise. And me and Bridget, we just look at each other and we're like, cool. You know, like, and again, we just kind of laughed because, like, you know, like anybody else, they would have been, you know, running for the hills, like, you know, but for us, that was awesome. That was like really cool.
We walked around there for a while, but
mm-hmm.
we did find there's a Bradshaw section, which is my maiden name. That's my ancestors that were there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's anybody that's actually direct. I think they're like uncles and cousins,
mm-hmm.
like great, like probably 7 or 8 generations back. But I got, how many you think? Like 12, 15
definitely. Yeah.
Graves that were
and,
all Bradshaw.
Yeah, and they're all in a row. And yeah. and that's what we do. When we were walking around that cemetery, I mean, it wasn't, you know, really huge. But we're walking around, and it was all families together. And we're like, okay, we found the, you know, Thompson section, you know. And so we were just looking for the Bradshaws.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
We found them.
Yeah, we did.
They're there.
They're there. They're all there.
Yeah,
right?
They are.
Except you.
They're not
right.
there. I'm not going to ever be there. But, you know, just to visit.
Right. Yeah, but, and that cemetery was actually, somebody obviously keeps up with that particular cemetery.
Well,
because,
that meeting house is still operational.
Right.
They do still
so
use
they,
that.
Yeah,
so
they're still, you know, so that was pretty,
yeah,
you
there's
know,
been a
condition.
Few cemeteries that we've been in the area that are still, you know,
right.
well taken care of. And,
yeah.
But then there's been a couple that are, like I said, that are overgrown and, you know, it's hard to see the headstones and stuff like
right.
that. And getting back to, you know, going back and investigating in cemeteries,
right.
you know, now we take a step back and go in and do the investigations.
Yeah.
you know what, while you're walking around investigating, if you see the flag down, like you said, pick it up, put it, you know, just place it. And
it's respect.
You never know. You may get that EVP that says thank you.
Right.
You know?
That would be cool.
Yeah. That would be cool, you know?
That would be really cool.
You know, when you go in to do the investigations in the cemeteries, make sure that you're respectful.
Oh,
you know, show your respect, even at night, you know, let them know that you're there, and you appreciate them letting you in and talking to, you know, take that time to show them that. You got more information?
Well, there was something that I came across that I wanted to share.
Okay, go ahead.
A quote from Ben Franklin.
There we go.
He said, "Show me your cemeteries, and I'll tell you what kind of people you have."
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I always liked Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
And it's just, it says a lot about, you know, it's how you take care of your the dead. I mean, that's the most respect that you can show.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Go out there. It doesn't take long, you know. It doesn't take much. And even if you're just if you're not doing a cemetery cleaning, but you just happen to have time to walk through and maybe just, you know, pick up the trash or something as you walk through a cemetery one day or at night while you're doing the investigation, pick up the trash and put it in a bag and throw it away for them.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Every little bit helps.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, and like I said, you know, I'm a teacher. I teach high school kids, and you know, so of course I'll tell them about the stuff I'm doing, and they always ask me. You know, they always say, you know, Ms. McCall, you know. Isn't that, like, wrong? Like, you know, isn't that bad that you're in a cemetery and you're walking around over the graves and, you know, isn't that a problem? And I'm like, no. I'm like, it's exactly the opposite.
Right.
You know, you're showing so much respect when you go in there. It's, you know, you're just paying respect.
And visit with them and talk to them. Not try and provoke or anything like that, but go in and talk and, you know, maybe ask them, you know, if they have anything that they need to pass on or, you know, any message that they need to get out that maybe we can help them with, you know, any kind of help. And thank them for, you know, taking the time to talk to us or even attempting to, if they, you know, if they gave the attempt and we didn't hear them. You know, it's not a bad thing.
Right.
You know, and if you go in there in the proper mood and the proper perspective, then it could be a very good thing.
Yeah.
You know, there could be that one spirit that actually gets through that's been trying for so long to get through that they can move. You know, maybe they're there waiting for somebody to listen to them.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and on that road trip thing that we took to when we were looking for Bridget's, you know, dead people, you know, we're driving back now, and we passed this other cemetery. Do you remember what it was called? Was it another friend's cemetery? The one
with the beavers?
No,
that's a whole different one.
That's a whole other story.
I don't remember. It was, I'm pretty sure it was a meeting house.
Yeah, I think it was.
And it had beavers?
No, that was a different one.
That was a different one.
Because we were in a meeting house cemetery that they got surrounded by skunks in.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Yeah.
I've heard the story.
Yes. 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 It was. Yeah.
Be careful of the living.
Yes.
I know, right?
Be careful of the small creatures because yes, they do wander around at night, especially, you know, now that the weather's warm and, you know.
Yeah.
And the.
Oh, and the holes.
Yes.
The
large
holes. Believe me, I my whole leg went right down in one. I didn't get hurt, but, you know, it was like right out of a movie. You know, we're walking along together in a line. You know, I'm in the middle, and we're just walking and talking, and my foot goes right in this hole. I go down. They're like, "Oh God, Mandy, are you okay?" I'm like, I'm good. I'm fine. Just help me out of here, but I'm good, you know.
Make sure nobody's reaching up to grab me.
I know, right? So... But
so the other one,
the other cemetery was,
it was a meeting house, but I don't remember what it was.
And it was just, you know, we were just driving down the road and we were like, "Oh, that looks cool. Let's go in there," you know? And we started walking around the cemetery and we're like, you know, I guess it's, you know, it's okay. Nothing real exciting.
But we were both drawn to the same place.
But we were both drawn to this, like, corner.
Back
and we're just walking
place.
To the corner. Like, you know, just, you know, you got to listen to that stuff.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And we're just walking back to this corner. And we just find the cool stuff. We're going to have to post the pictures up so people can see them. But basically, the trees, huge trees.
Huge oak trees.
Huge oak trees.
Humongous.
Grew, like, around the gravestones. So you have these stones that are actually, like, embedded now into the base of the tree.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was, like, wild.
There's one. That's tree's cool probably... 4 or 5 feet across.
Yeah.
And there's like a gouge in the center and there's a tombstone right in the center.
Yeah.
And then on either side.
Either side.
It's sticking out. Mm-hmm. There are two different ones are sticking out. So there's three.
And then it's like all in a line with the tree in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Yeah, and really, it was just so cool. I mean, it was like, it was really, we're like, we knew we wanted to come back to this corner, you know, for some reason.
I took notice right up here, right down the road, there's two cemeteries, one across the street from the other. I don't know if they're both the same or they're separate.
Yeah, right.
They're fenced in differently. But I'm driving down the bypass and I noticed that this little section of ground as I'm driving down there, the grass has been cut. And I'm thinking, why did they just cut this little section? There's like three or four headstones back there with flags.
Right.
So, you know, they had, I don't know if they moved the cemetery or didn't move at all or what happened, but there's like three or four, and somebody goes out there right on the bypass,
and takes care of it and cuts
the grass and, you know, does the trimming and puts the flags up and everything, which is that's really neat.
It's neat to see that somebody takes the time.
Takes the time to care about it,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool.
So what else we got going on? Anything else good in the group lately?
Well, I'm focused on the cemetery stuff. You know, I mean, I'm you know, it's like my whole life cemeteries now. You know, it's like everything. And what's really interesting is we're getting a lot of cemeteries kind of coming into us. I just got an email from another member of our group saying she met this woman, you know, someplace and. You know, she knows somebody, you know, the whole story. But basically, there's this other cemetery, I believe it's in Pennsylvania somewhere. This is that the caretaker of it would really appreciate some help. So, you know, we just got another, you know, lead on another possible cemetery. Mm. You know, and of course, yeah, you know, we're spending our time, you know, volunteering, cleaning these up. You know, but the more cemeteries that we can be involved in, you know, that's, you know, more places for us to go out at night, you know, as long as...
The more you get it out there that, you know, that the ghost hunters are cleaning up, the more they'll let us into these places and they won't chase us out. You won't have the cops coming up
going,
you know,
move
on from here. You know?
And like I said in the beginning of this is, you know, the reason why I was so interested in the cemeteries is because there is that bad reputation out there that, you know, we go in these places and we, you know, topple stuff over and, you know, everything. There's like that bad vibe, oh, the ghost hunters, you know, whatever. But, you know, if we show at, you know, here, you know, SJGR, you know, that this is what we do. You know, we volunteer our time to help clean these places up. You know, maybe that will get other, you know, paranormal groups doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Going out there and finding their own, you know, abandoned cemetery, if you will, and, you know, kind of taking ownership of that. I mean, that would be awesome. That
like
would be great.
Adopt a cemetery.
Exactly.
There you go.
You just created
something.
Start
that. There you go.
Yeah, don't
set
steal
up a website.
That. You know, we're going to, we're using that one.
You're going to set up a website.
That's all you.
Yeah, I know. That's my new project. Like I said, you know, my life is cemeteries now.
Yeah, we have pretty much adopted the Trenton.
The Trenton one for sure. The Mercer County Historical Cemetery. I mean, it's like, you know, it's my little baby, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, from like the first day we went in there and just, it was overwhelming. It was like, wow. You know, we're never going to get this thing together.
Yeah, it was really neat just to see that the spark. That ignited you guys to take off and go in a direction. Like I said, we've had other people who came in and were looking for different cemeteries to see, you know, where they were in the state and that kind of thing. And then it kind of dropped off and update the list of cemeteries and, you know, in the tri-state. Yeah. And people started doing that and then that dropped off.
Right.
And at a cemetery, that dropped off. But you guys really ran with it, which is really nice to see. And you found all kind of different other things to kind of branch off to.
Yeah, kind of works with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I have to say that I'm dedicated to it. It's Trenton's an hour and a half away from me. So, you know, to drive up a couple times a month with my kids.
Maybe with your kids.
And like you said, it you know, kind of brings in that history.
Yeah.
Just to read a headstone sometimes, it tells you a lot about a person.
Yeah,
you know?
And learning about all the symbols and everything that's on them and what they mean. Yeah. That's so interesting.
That's cool, too.
Yeah, the first time Dave gave us that list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still have that.
Starts going through it, and I started reading, going, "Oh, is that why they pretty pictures on there?"
Right.
But there are reasons for those symbols and pictures and you know, angels and stuff on the on the different on the stones. And it's, you can find all that stuff online, and it's really interesting. And that's where it tells you a lot about the person too, not just, you know, here lies, but all the stuff that they have on the headstone themselves tells you more of a story about the person.
And the older you go, the almost more writing they have on them, you know, and it's like a whole story there. It was, you know, the son of, and they give the names and the whole deal, mm-hmm. you know, and I, something other cool thing I learned, I went to this lecture, it was a free lecture about, you know, cemetery preservation, and I attended, and I learned a lot of neat stuff there, but something, I don't know why, this stood out to me as, like, the coolest thing, these older stones where, you know, they were hand chiseled and carved, right. the carver that made the stone would actually sign his name to the bottom of the stone. So when you look at some of these older stones, very all the way down at the very bottom of the stone, in it's usually in like the right corner, you'll see is like a signature. Mm-hmm. And that's actually the signature of the person that carved that stone. And I was like, that's cool. That's, you know, yeah. So now when I'm cleaning...
Because they are artwork. Exactly. I mean, you know, I've seen people take beautiful pictures of
right.
headstones.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, they get gorgeous pictures mm-hmm. and they just look so...
Yeah.
You know, they yeah, stand
like,
out.
Like the headstones in the other cemetery.
Yeah. Yeah.
We came across during our outing, I think they're made out of sandstone.
Oh, they were so beautiful.
There were two. They were tall and skinny, and they were just completely different. They
oh,
weren't,
yeah.
They weren't that, mm-mm. you know, white, mm-hmm. limestone-y. They were tans and browns, mm-hmm. like you could see the layers of sandstone
yeah.
in them. And they almost looked like wood.
Yeah, they almost, were, from they afar, they looked like wood. We were like, wow. Are they wooden? You know, and we had, of course, we have to go over them. We got to touch them, you know. And we thought, no, they're not wood, you know, but they looked like wood.
They were
and
very cool.
And they were newer stones, mm-hmm. But really awesome. Like it had a butterfly
yeah,
on it,
had a butterfly
but the butterfly was actually metallic,
it was,
and it was
out.
Coming out of the stone.
Wow,
yeah, it was like
cool.
really awesome.
So now you know how that person lived, you know, because if somebody took the time
exactly.
to put that kind of a headstone on
absolutely.
It, then you know they absolutely lived.
Yeah.
A very nice life, or
right.
they were a very good person, you know,
mm-hmm.
for people to care about them
yep.
that much.
Yeah.
And so that yeah, it really does tell a lot about the person that's there.
Yeah.
And the family that follows them,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's, when we were at Batstow, I don't know, a couple weeks
yeah.
ago, we found some that had lighthouses.
Yeah.
One, I think one had a sailboat or something,
mm-hmm.
so you could tell these
yeah.
people were
mm-hmm.
ocean people. They
right.
loved the ocean, and
mm-hmm. yeah.
it was neat.
Yeah, it was really neat.
It's interesting to see things like that.
You know, and one other story I'll tell is, you know, of course, with the group, you know, we have trainees, you know, people that come in to our, you know, group, and they're in training and they're learning everything. And
like we were.
Exactly, like we were about a year ago. And we some of them came out with us to the cemetery to help
yeah.
us, you know, clean up, which was just awesome. You know, they got brownie points in
oh,
my
absolutely.
Book,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And one of the guy trainees that we have, after spending the day there, and he cleaned and he picked up, you know, gravestones and everything, I got home that night and I had an email waiting for me, and it was from him.
Really?
And it was this long email, you know, and he said, you know, I just want to let you know, I'm not sucking up with this email. He said, but I just want to tell you about how great of a time I had out there at the cemetery
sure.
today. He said, I never would have imagined that I would have felt that good, or, you know, have felt that rewarded
yeah.
from doing that. He said, but you opened my eyes up today.
Sure. Just look at the energy you're going to carry away from it, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, that karma thing.
Right. Exactly.
You know? So one day somebody's going to clean your gravestone for you.
I sure hope so. I know, I think that was like one of my Facebook posts the other day.
Right.
You know, I said something along the lines of, with all the time I'm spending cleaning up all these other, you know, people's graves, I sure hope whenever I pass that somebody, some group somewhere comes out and, you know, dusts it off and, you know, make sure there's no weeds growing out of the center or anything.
There you go.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming out tonight and sharing all this with us.
Well,
I thought it was very important
yeah.
to share and get it out there to the rest of the mm-hmm. paranormal community and maybe spark somebody, you know,
right.
to do the same thing you guys are doing. So I commend you and I applaud you because you guys are doing a heck of a job.
Thank you.
I appreciate everybody for listening tonight. Dave will be back next week. He's on vacation this week, so you won't have to put up with just me next week. I hope to hear you guys all. See you guys all next week. All right. Thanks for listening.